Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money. I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them about it, Ray.
She says loving early in the morning.
Tell you about our friend Zero Res and what they're doing. The carpet cleaning and air duct cleaning specialists want to clean your carpets cleaner than ever before. Did it at my home. We did it here at WCCP as well. The empowered water means no soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals, quicker drying time, fluffier carpets. Stay cleaner longer. Number one cleansing system by a nationwide independent testing laboratory. So if you want the best in the business, you need to do it. And if you want it at the best price, now's the time. The lowest prices they've ever had, $109, get you three rooms, mention my name, get a free hallway. I love this idea. At Zero Res, 558-7300, area code 864-558-7300. It's ZeroResGreenville.com. Spell it the same backwards as it is forwards. Make your appointment today. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about those air duct cleaning specials. College basketball last night, we had six ranked teams going down. We have the PGA Tour out in Palm Springs, California. NFL playoffs this weekend. I have a couple different lists. Actually, I had three different lists to get to before the end of the show. List number one, ESPN's way too early top 25 re-ranking Clemson number one in that poll. Two, the top 25 players coming back to college football next year. Clemson has number two and number seven on that list. And three, the sports power couples. I looked for your name and Chris's name and Zach didn't see it, but Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick now kind of take that over a little bit. I want to get into the open transfer stuff here in a second. 654 Roar. Our friend Alan from Greenville checks in early. Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
Good morning, Mick. Just driving down to Augusta today, and I had a little chance to call you. So I'm going to see if I can slip in nine holes down there today. they did get a little snow at Magnolia Lane. I did hear yesterday.
Well, you better have like one of those orange balls now or those yellow balls now to be able to do that. But, yeah, man, wouldn't that be nice to get out there and do that? What does the snow, obviously – you see the warm color, the warm season grass, they got to cover their greens a lot, right? The Bermuda hybrids, a lot of these are covering greens right now, which is an issue.
Well, they don't really have any Bermuda. They still have bent grass.
Yeah, they do.
Down there this morning. Yeah. But you're right. A lot of the Bermuda around here, all of them are covered, at least probably through tomorrow. Once it gets below 25, they cover them because if they get extended cold, it can kill that Bermuda grass on the greens.
Mm. Got to be careful of all that, but yeah, it doesn't stink. You get to go down to Augusta National today. That doesn't stink.
Yeah, and in the afternoon at Sage, so I got a good day today. And the roads are actually really good. I'm better than I would have anticipated.
Yeah,
so
we talked about this morning. Yeah, I'm surprised that it's the case. Now, still be careful because there might be a sheet every once in a while. But yeah, it's a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Me too. Just real quick, did you say that Danica and Aaron Rodgers are a couple, or they were just on the list?
No, they're a couple now. They are.
Oh, I did not know
they
that.
They have love interest in each other now. Seems like.
Sounds good. Listen, the reason I called was, and you may have done it recently, but who do we have left at Clemson that we're really going after? And maybe there's just two or three, I think, but just maybe give us an update on that and how we stand and when that announcement is. What is that? 2 weeks, and I'll just hang up and listen.
Be careful, my friend. Always good to hear from you. Be careful going down.
Okay. Take care.
That's a good friend, Alan. That wouldn't be a bad day, Zach. Good to go to Augusta National today.
No, I'd go putt around in Augusta if I had to.
Yeah, it'd be a terrible thing to have to do. Clemson is waiting on just a few, and we'll go over all these with Paul Strelo coming up. The scholarships are very limited from here on out, but wide receiver Justin Ross from Phoenix City, Alabama, 5-star, Rivals.com's number 20 overall player in the country. He's been to Clemson. He has Alabama this weekend, then Auburn the following weekend, and then he'll announce on signing day. They're waiting on Richard Garage, a tight end from Tampa, Florida, the 4-star player, number 80 player in the country.
He's not a tight end, is he?
No, offensive lineman. Okay. What did I say, tight end?
Yeah.
Offensive lineman. Number 80 player in the country, 4-star. He's been committed to Florida. It's Florida, Auburn, and Clemson. He was at Clemson this past weekend. I think goes to Auburn this weekend. And then Florida late. They are waiting on Dax Holyfield, who won't make an official visit to Clemson because he's used up all his visits. 4-star, another top 250 guy from Shelby, Shrine Bowler, and Army All-American guy. He was at Stanford this past weekend. He's been to Virginia Tech. He's been to South Carolina. He's been to North Carolina. And he's been to Florida State. He's got all five of his official visits used. But Clemson has some interest in him now, and they're trying to talk him into coming for an unofficial visit. No word on if that's going to happen or not. We'll ask Paul Strelo about that. They're waiting on Matthew Hill, safety prospect for Clemson, who was an Auburn commitment who didn't sign early, a wide receiver commitment for Auburn, another 4-star player there. Waiting on potentially Leon O'Neal. I'm not sure this will happen. 4-star. Number 117 in the country overall, according to Rivals, from Cypress Springs, Texas. Has been committed to A&M. Went to Oklahoma as well. Clemson and Georgia trying to get a visit. Not sure that's going to happen. We'll ask Paul about that. And then waiting on a cornerback. It's going to be tough to get the number one corner in the country in Patrick Surtain, who went to LSU this past weekend, Alabama this weekend. They're trying to get this Elijah Griffin from Mission Viejo, California, who's been committed to to UCLA, went to Southern Cal this past weekend. Not sure if they can get him in or not. And I guess maybe the top prospect at corner that they've got a decent chance at, 3-star corner from Lawrenceville, Georgia, and Tyon Palmer, who is a new guy on the board for them, who's been committed to Duke but went to Nebraska last weekend, goes to NC State I think maybe this weekend, and Clemson and Notre Dame are trying to get official visits late in the process. So one more corner, one more safety, one more wide receiver, one more offensive lineman, one more linebacker maybe, but I'm guessing 2 to 3 to 4 is about the most they'll be able to sign. Paul will be able to update us on those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 guys that I know still remain on the board. We'll get his thoughts on that. Telephone number here, 654-ROAR. That is where Chad checks in from Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Doing, man. Hey, question. You're talking about the schedule, and so, and I know y'all are going to debate the transfer rule, but I wanted you and Zach to kind of debate this to, or talk about it if you don't mind. So, if you look at Alabama's out-of-conference schedule in the last 10 or 12 years, they haven't gone on the road to play an out-of-conference game. And so, while Clemson will play, South Carolina, as well as play a, typically another SEC program with a home and home, you know, Alabama will do that, but they'll go, to Atlanta to do it, or they'll go to Jerry's World to do it. And typically, because Alabama's fan base, it's not really even a neutral site game. Typically, it's a kind of an Alabama home game. And so my question is, how do you and Zach view that versus the home-and-home versus Texas A&M? So, for an example, would you rather play Texas A&M in Atlanta this year? And, I would have to think the crowd would at least be 50-50, despite Texas A&M being probably fired up about Jimbo and, maybe never been to Atlanta before. And so I wanted to get y'all's thoughts on that as far as moving forward. So rather than going on the road to play a Georgia or going on the road to play a Texas A&M, just always doing that neutral site in Atlanta, because obviously Clemson fans could probably kind of own the crowd, depending on who we were playing. And then B, how does it affect the money? Do we make more money off a neutral site and then a neutral site the next year, or do we even make more going on the road and then having, keeping the whole gate when they're at home? And I'll just hang up and listen.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the phone call. I need to get with Gray and Neff on that. When you bring in an opponent, a mid-major or an FCS team, when you bring them in just for a one-time game, then you pay them money. But when you go to their place in a home and home, I don't think you pay them. I could be wrong about that. I think that they keep their money from their gate, you keep your money from your gate. In a back-to-back year kind of thing. Mm-hmm. In a neutral site games, both teams are paid, but I don't know the difference in the money, how that works. I just don't know how that works.
So it's all money.
Well, not all money, no, because you want good matchups and you want – now I'll tell you what, in the playoff era, playing one good team out there is pretty important to you, I think.
When is the last time Alabama went and played a true road test at a conference?
I'm going to shock you. I'm going to guess. I don't know. I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess Duke. I know years ago they went to Duke and played a game. They had Penn State at their place in 2010, but I don't know if they returned a trip up to Penn State or not. Let me check and see if they did that in 9 or not. Did they go to Penn State? Penn State wasn't very good at the time, remember, because of the probation type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they normally don't do that. They normally don't play those non-conference road games. One of those years, I'm going to look it up and see. Bear with me a second here. We can maybe try and find that for Chad right now. The question was, do you think that it's – I mean, it's obviously it's tougher to play on a true road game than it is a neutral site game. You'd rather play Texas A&M in Atlanta or in New Orleans or wherever rather than playing them in you know, in College Station. In 2000 – I think this says 2010 – they played Duke. Let me check and see that. It might be 9. It might be 10. Let's see the last time Alabama played those games. It's been a long time, though.
So you're telling me it's been 8 years since Alabama's played a true road game.
That's a guess, at a conference. Man. That's a guess. In 2009, let's see if I'm right by saying this, they played Virginia Tech in the Georgia Dome. And then that was it for road games, you know, non-conference road games. We'll check and see.
But, I mean, it hasn't hurt them.
If no, it hadn't hurt.
Obviously.
You know what it is? It's Duke basketball. You know, Duke didn't go on the road in basketball. They played in Chicago against Michigan. They'll play They'll play UConn in Jersey. They'll go play they'll play Kansas in Madison Square Garden, but they don't play true road games, non-conference road games.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the power you're just able to do that. In 2010, September 8th, 2010, they went to Duke and beat Duke 63-13. So it's been 8 years that I know of that I can find. We'll look at the rest of them and see that. I've got all the Alabama schedule, Alabama thing here in front of me. I just got to go back and find that. But no, you'd certainly rather play a game on a neutral site than a true road game. I would think it would be the case. In 2011... make sure of this. They went to Penn State in 2011 on a home-and-home deal. But remember, Penn State was coming off probation and not very good at the time, whatever. But they beat Penn State 27-11. And now that's the last time, 2011.
You know what? Give me another trifecta, a regular season trifecta. A home-and-home.
Let's do it.
A home-and-home.
With Alabama.
And then a neutral site on the end there for the rubber match.
Here's what we'll do. We'll even go to Tuscaloosa first.
Don't bother me none.
We'll let them come here.
That don't bother me none.
And then we'll go to Atlanta.
Sure.
And we'll open the season with them every single year.
Let's do it.
I'm with you. Let's do it, man.
Let's just see what happens.
You're way too smart for it, bro. Way too smart for that. Let's do that. Let me do this, my...
You imagine Death Valley, Alabama opening weekend?
Imagine what a ticket would be?
Nah. I don't want to imagine that.
What in the world? That white line.
I'll just happily show my press pass and walk on by.
press. Pull. Knock, knock, knock. Anyway, you don't remember that one.
Three Stooges. I get it.
Yeah. All right. I barely have enough time, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to save it for you a little bit here. The debate of what it looks like for... open transfers. What I mean by that is you're not set that up for me, Zach. How's it worded? You worded it much more elegantly than I could.
From what I understand, and this is of course still just a rumor. It's not something that's been put into quote unquote law yet. A player will under this proposed law have a ability to transfer one time without penalty. He can transfer and play immediately. I would assume that's in the off season, not during the season. And then also the grad transfer rule will stay in effect. So in theory, a player can start out at school A, transfer to school B, go to grad school, have a fifth year of eligibility if they redshirted somewhere in there, and play for school C.
I don't like it. We're going to discuss it when we come back. While I do have time now, let me tell you about our great friends down at Palmetto Dunes at palmettodunes.com. Hey, if you don't have anything to do this weekend, you know it's going to be 60 degrees this weekend. It's going to be like 65 down in Hilton Head. But they do, they set this up in advance. The Big Chill Golf Tournament at Robert Trent Jones Course. Two-person scramble. They'll kick off at 10:30 a.m. It's hard to be the Big Chill when it's 65 degrees. But $65 a person, that includes golf and greens fees and prizes and beer, so much more. Today's the deadline. You got to sign up by 5 o'clock today. Do it at Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. Hey, get your buddy up. Go down and play this great golf course for $65 a person on a beautiful weekend. Hard to believe it's the Big Chill Golf Tournament having that kind of weather. To find out more about it, go to Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. Give them a call down there. Sign up for it. The Big Chill Golf Tournament. Today at 5 o'clock is the deadline. But you know what? You can sneak down. It's a short drive down there. Play great golf. Play Friday or Sunday as well. But you're going to love Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. The beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. 5 o'clock deadline for that today. Career Builder Challenge out in La Quinta, California. We have a ton of local players. Richie Rowinski at noon today playing with Lucas Glover and Ben Martin. They have, now those are all, there's still three different golf courses. I'm sorry, those are three different golf courses. At 12:10 today, their time, or our time, Wesley Bryan. At 12:20 our time, Sam Saunders. At 12:30 our time, Scott Brown. At 1 o'clock Eastern time, Jonathan Bird. 1:10 Eastern time, Kevin Kisner and Bill Haas. At 1:30 Eastern time, Kyle Thompson and DJ Trahan is going. He's the first to go off this morning. He'll go off at 11:30. So that is 2, 4, 6, 8. Again, for the second straight week, 11 South Carolina golfers on the PGA Tour. To find out about that, you get the Golf Channel today, starting the Career Builder Challenge out at La Quinta. Again, sign up for the Big Chill Golf Tournament at Palmetto Dunes by 5 o'clock today for this beautiful weekend of golf. It's PalmettoDunes.com. All right, let's debate the transfer stuff when we come back. It's the Mickey Paula Show. More right after this.
It's time for another exciting Clemson Tigers basketball game in Little John Coliseum. The Tigers return home to take on Notre Dame, an ACC tournament team from a year ago. Pre-game begins at 3:30 p.m. with a 4 p.m. tip-off on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson Tigers men's basketball on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 The Roar, WCCP.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, and scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports. There's something on the menu to satisfy every fan's appetite. Take your game day to new heights with any of our shareable items. Twin Peaks' full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers, served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. Our man caves are decked out with tons of HD TVs. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
It says a lot about a business who served the upstate for 30 years. It says even more when that business, family-owned and operated, has continued to grow and take care of thousands of homeowners like you. Roto-Rooter of the Upstate is full service with 24-hour emergency attention to your plumbing issues. 30 years in business, family-owned and operated, and proud alumni of Clemson. Roto-Rooter. Online at Roto-Rooter.sc or call them at 288-7686.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Cars cost less than travelers rest. Get a 2017 Focus SE four-door sedan for just $14,999 after rebates, plus tax and tag. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than travelers rest. Save big on a 2017 Focus SE four-door sedan right now at George Coleman Ford. Nearly 90 years in business, cars cost less than travelers rest, and they never charge any dealer fees.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired about your addiction? 13 people are dying every hour from drug or alcohol abuse. Don't become a statistic. Get help. Get the help you need now. Call the Addiction Network. This toll-free line was established to connect addicts and their families to the help they need. The call is free, and so is the consultation. If you have private health insurance, you could have your treatment covered at no out-of-pocket cost to you. The counselors answering the phones have been where you are. Addiction is a disease. It ruins lives and tears families apart. But it doesn't have to happen to you. We can connect you with someone who will help. Even if you've been through treatment before, this time can be different. Call now.
Call 800-823-0816. That's 800-823-0816. Again, 800-823-0816. That's 800-823-0816.
Esurance, an Allstate company, is looking for dynamic individuals to join its claims customer service teams in Greenville. Esurance offers competitive pay, flex time, and opportunities for growth. Ready SC and SE Works is assisting Esurance with a recruitment event on Tuesday, January 23rd from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. at McAllister Square, 225 South Pleasantburg Drive. Again, Tuesday, January 23rd from 9 until 6 in McAllister Square in Greenville. Esurance, equal opportunity employer, insurance for the modern world.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros. Now through February 7th, get 25% off all in-stock kitchen cabinets. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. And don't forget, you can save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at our Pro Desk. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
On the air.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm impressed.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It's not game day, but I'm still shaving with Harry's razors. You can't beat that. I love what Harry's was able to do for me. Man, I don't like having the guy to unlock the little thing over there and have to go up and I put my 8 blades up there and they tell me it's $32 in tax. I didn't like that at all. I like $2 blades. But the other thing is I didn't like cutting myself when I went with a cheaper blade. I don't have to worry about compromising right now with Harry's. I get the best in blades and I get it at half the price and I get it delivered to my door. You can't beat it. What a great deal. Harry's knows that this is successful. They know that 3 million men have switched. They know that all they really need to do is for you to try it out. So that's why they're giving you a free shave set that is going to include a weighted ergonomic handle, a 5 precision engineered blade with lubricating strips and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel that's really awesome, a convenient travel blade cover, and you get the 100% quality guarantee right now. A young person I know that shaves, has some complexion issues every once in a while, like young people do, says that this is best for like razor burn and cuts and shaves and that kind of stuff. So he likes that. Harry's is confident you're going to love their blades. They want you to know that they're going to give you your first shave set for free. You heard me right. All you have to do is cover a little bit of shipping on your end. Plus, if you're fans of the show, you can go to harrys.com right now, enter the code Mickey. That's HARYS.com and the promo code MICKEY and get a free soothing post-shave balm. You can't beat that. It's great friends over at Harry's. I want to debate the transfer rule. And then at the end of the segment, we're going to give away 2 tickets to the 40th annual Upstate Boat Show coming up. Zach, go ahead and give me the positive aspects of this idea that anybody can transfer at any time.
The positives, it keeps college football in the limelight throughout the entire year. You can be playing 0 games in March or April here, and then all of a sudden, bam, some gigantic transfer happens, and we're talking college football again. And I think that's really good for the sport as it competes on the national level with the NFL and then any other sport happening at that time, which would be baseball, basketball, and hockey. It would be positive in that sense. It'd be positive in the sense that players get an opportunity to change their minds from 17 or 18 years old. When you're that age, you make a decision, and then you're kind of locked into it, or you're paying a steep price. You're taking a year of eligibility to get out of it. I don't have a problem with a kid switching one time. If it was an unlimited transfer thing, or you can just keep going back and forth, I think that'd be dumb. I think that'd be useless, and I wouldn't have any time of day for it. But a one-time thing where there's no year of sitting out, I think that's good for the sport. I think it'd make it interesting. It'd be exciting. It's college football free agency, essentially. It'd be a lot of fun to talk about.
Here's the problem, the way I see it, is that the roster management is difficult as it is. You've got to manage signing guys. You got to manage getting those guys eligible, keeping them eligible, keeping them happy so they'll transfer down as it is right now. And then those guys leaving pro at the end of 3 years. I don't see what, and again, now this wouldn't happen all over the place, but this is a potential thing that could happen to you. Let's just use Clemson as an example.
Sure.
Let's say that Jeff Scott takes a job as the new head coach at NC State in December of this year coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that the wide receivers love Jeff Scott and don't know who's going to be their coach next year. So T. Higgins and Overton and, well, Renfro's going to graduate, but Powell and Rogers and Kendrick decide, you know what? Man, if he's not here, I need to go play for somebody else. And all of a sudden now you don't have any scholarship wide receivers and it's too late to sign any to start recruiting any. The rug is jerked from underneath you. And now you go from having the best wide receiver in the country to you lose your coach, so all these guys are getting out, and now you don't have anybody. Mm-hmm. And you know, it could happen at quarterback because you only pay one quarterback. I mean, a school like South Carolina. Let's say that Jake Bentley, his dad takes another job. Now, you built for Jake Bentley's junior and senior year, right? Let's say his dad takes another job and he goes, man, I'm not going to stay around here. My dad's not staying around here. I'm leaving. And now South Carolina gets the rug jerked out from underneath them. They can't plan. It's hard enough planning and developing as it is. You can see a scenario where you could be empty and there's nothing you did wrong. Or even if you just lost a couple of games. Let's say it happened like Florida State. Let's say at Florida State it went bad like it did this past year and Jimbo Fisher leaves. And all of a sudden, all the Florida State quarterbacks, Francois says, man, I'm not hanging around here. I can go to Florida and play right now. Blackman said, I'm not hanging around here, man. I can go to LSU and play right now. And now Florida State has to have walk-on quarterback the entire year? You see how the roster management part of it would lead to potential disasters.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, you know, what happens if guys say, like Jimbo this year, what happens if all the Florida State guys that Jimbo recruited said, hey, man, we want to go play out there? So 25 guys leave Florida State to go to Texas A&M. You wouldn't be able to field a team. I mean, it's great in theory what you're saying against freedom.
But that wouldn't happen because he wouldn't be able to – there wouldn't be enough roster spots. That's not something that's feasible at A&M.
You could do this. You could say, well, I'm going to A&M. I'm not going to sign anybody. But I got 25 guys coming from Florida State. I'm not going to sign anybody for this 1 year.
Sure.
So Florida State could have every starter that's left over that loved Jimbo and Jimbo left, and now all of a sudden the new coach at Florida State, is it fair to him to say, all my starters left? And it's not going to happen that way, but potentially that situation's out there where, oh, what the coach ran us a little bit too much today? That's it, man. We're all transferring out. We all get together. We're a union, and we're going to transfer out.
Would you be open to a restriction on the number of transfers from a team?
No, because this happens.
What is that? What's that?
How many are you going to put at 5?
Yeah, I'd say 5.
What if the first 5 get there and the 6 decide he wants to go too, but he's out. He's stuck now. Is it fair that the first 5 guys bonded together?
Sure.
Let's say that T. Higgins, Amari Rogers, Kendrick, Powell, and Overton wanted to go, and now T.J. Chase and has to stay. And man, what? I only got 5. I wanted to go too, but I can't go because I didn't go in the office first.
I think this also probably makes you sit down and look at who you're offering and who you're going to possibly bringing in. Are they going to be committed to the program? Is it a guy that's going to jump ship immediately? It probably make that a little bit more of a delicate process rather than just offering anybody under the sun that has 4 or 5 stars next to their name.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
This is for the guy that things just didn't work out and he's a new start. That's the intention here.
Yep,
but like, you are making – there are points where the people could just leave in flocks and you'd be left empty-handed.
And you'd be it'd be disaster. Okay, let's use LSU as an example.
Sure.
LSU, what if the guys liked Matt Canada, want to play for Matt Canada? Matt Canada gets fired and all – all the offensive guys say, man, I'm not hanging around for this. You couldn't field a team. You'd be having open tryouts around campus to say, if you weigh over 250 pounds and ever played offensive line at all in the past, our entire offensive line transferred out. Auburn's offensive line coach, Herb Hand, just left.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to Texas. You don't like who they're going to bring in, so the entire offensive line goes, nah, man, we're not saying there's a new guy. We heard bad things about a new guy. We want to go play for Coach Hand, or we want to play for somebody else. I'm going. And now the new guy comes in, and he has no linemen. Roster management is tough with
the
current rules.
But is that the player's fault that lineman moved on, that the coach moved on? Like, they committed to come play for that coach. That's who recruited them. That is their guy. Yeah. And he gets fired or moves on. Isn't it fair for the player to be like,
It's a good point, but you kind of know that going in. You know, you kind of know that going in. In theory, what you're saying is that.
No, if the guy has a 4-year contract, I'm going for 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if he's going to say, I'll be here for 4 years, I got you. Yeah, I'm going to believe that.
In theory, what we like to say is they're signed with the school, not the coach. But we all know that. But the guys know that, too, going in. I just think that there is a lot of people sign non-compete clauses in business. And the reason they sign it is because there's repercussions against you going to the enemy. You know, you're going to the other guy. What if, again, I'm only, and I don't think this would happen to Matt. I say not masses, but, man, look at basketball. Look at the mass transfers in basketball. And they're sitting out a year right now. But I'm hoping that just the roster management alone, you know, as a fan, you could say it'd be great for fans. First, I don't think Dabo would take a lot of transfers. I don't think it would affect Clemson. I think we have happy kids here. I want to say that. But what if one season just went bad and it got bad and the fans booed a little bit and all of a sudden you go, you know, I don't really want to do that. Things aren't as good as here as I thought it was going to be. And, oh, by the way, Central Florida's really hot right now. Mm-hmm. Let's everybody go try to play for Central Florida. And what's to stop schools from poaching?
That's one thing they would have to figure out. Can you recruit kids in season? Can you talk to people?
I wouldn't want that at all. You know, let's say Scott Frost says, boy, I'm going to stay here at Central Florida, and this is transfer you. Y'all, man, we're going to build something beautiful down here. We were great last year. Let's build this thing. Anybody looking to play, come on down, boys. I don't know what you do.
It'd be the Wild West out there.
It would be.
That'd be awesome.
And while, yeah, that'd be fun. But how fun would it be when you're on the other end of the gun?
Sure.
You know, Wild West is great and exciting, but it ain't too great when you're on the other end of that bullet.
See, you're making the stance from the a little bit of a scared kind of situation. You don't want it to happen here. You don't want Clemson to be cleaned out. Right now, you're walking around with the big old sheriff's badge on your chest.
Right.
You're strutting your stuff. You got the boots on, the chaps on, and you're ready to go. Eventually, it's going to get turned around on you. It'll happen at some point.
Clemson's not taking junior college transfers now either. And, you know, if you always talk about here about the culture that we have here, I don't think taking players for a year or two or three, I don't think you want that here. I don't believe in that. I believe there's something to be said for loyalty. And I know, look, the coaches get to go other places. Yeah, I get it. That's a business end of it. You can't in the NBA, in Major League Baseball, in the NFL, you can't sign a 4-year contract and all of a sudden go sign with another team. You know? What if you had it in the, let me ask you something right now, Zach. You like this, right? You think it's a good idea?
I think it'd be interesting. It'd be a lot of fun.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah.
What happens if the NFL says, you know what, now from now on, only 1-year contracts. You just get to go wherever you want to go every single year.
The NFL says that?
Yeah.
I mean, I think players would be upset.
Why?
Why would players be upset?
Yeah.
No stability.
Well, they can go wherever they want to go.
Sure.
Because right now, Odell Beckham Jr., how long is his contract?
He's only got a year left on it right now.
When you sign him a 5-year contract,
I think it's a 4 or 5. Yeah,
you pretty much locked him down. So you know, for 4 years, man, we're gonna be okay here. Now you didn't know he's gonna get hurt, but for 4 years we're okay now. So you can kind of plan the rest of your roster around. Well, we're not gonna get free agent money here. Our draft here, whatever. All that goes out the window. You know, the NFL draft is such important. It's a key area of need for you. How do you know what your area of need is in college football if you can let guys transfer at any point in time? A masses exodus, and now you don't know. It'd be the coaches in no way, shape, or form would ever go for that. And you know, how in the world, there'd be a hot team out there or be a team everybody, the fans wouldn't like it. I'm telling you, wouldn't like it.
You don't think the fans would like it?
No.
I think fans would be excited about it.
Because you could potentially go from 14-0 to 0-12 in 1 year.
Can you imagine some kid ripping it up on some 3-win team? And in a press conference last year, like, I'm going to go somewhere else. And then it's just a feeding frenzy. There's a press frenzy. It'd be nuts.
Can you imagine something going wrong in your program where the kids aren't, you work them too hard in the weight room, whatever, and they go, all right, man, that's it. We're out. And so I got season tickets. I buy season tickets at Southern Cal. Clay Helton works them too hard. Now all of a sudden, all those guys I wanted to go see play, all of them are gone. I think Wild West is, can't do it, man.
Can't even do it.
Don't like it. Don't like anything about it. There's got to be deterrence in this world. Charles is in Hartwell, Georgia. Good morning, Charles. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you, Mickey?
Couldn't be better.
I hear you, brother, but I disagree with you.
How so?
Well, I do and I don't, but I lean more towards Zach. Listen, I carried my brother up there when I got out of the Army in 1982 to report for camp or spring practice, or not spring practice, but early, whatever it was when we had the athletic center. Once a Tiger, always a Tiger. And it's the same through most school systems. People don't always stay because they're the number one athlete. And I think that there does, when you see the dedication that has to be paid by these kids who are college athletes, and they're not getting money except for school, supposedly and hopefully. It's unreal. It's a tremendous obligation to go to school and play football or basketball. I do not like what's happened to college basketball. It's awful. So there's somewhere in Zach that something has to be done. A kid does deserve a second chance if he makes a wrong decision at 17 or 18, and he's 5 years into a program, or say 3 years, he deserves a chance. And I don't, to penalize him a year is just too much. So that's what I got to say. Appreciate you guys. Love listening to you. Talk to you later.
Charles, I appreciate the phone call. I think the best example of it is this. In theory, it's a good idea. In practice, it's not. And as a Clemson fans, what would you think about the prospect of Jeff Scott taking a head job somewhere and the wide receivers mass exodus? Let me give you another example of it.
That would suck, but I feel like Dabo Swinney is a bigger name than Jeff Scott. Maybe. Feel like Dabo's got more clout than
the
Jeff
Florida
Scott.
State Jimbo Fisher thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you another example of it. Let's say this. Let's say that you sign Texas A&M. On your schedule, like Clemson has. You're excited about Texas A&M the next 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that the players at Texas A&M decide Jimbo Fisher's here. Man, we don't want to play for him. We're all leaving. And he didn't have anybody come in, whatever. And A&M is a 2-9 or 1-11, 2-10, 1-11 team. And they're terrible. They got walk-ons out there everywhere. Are you just excited about A&M coming here? Are you going down there?
It's not just your program. I'm not excited, no, but I don't care.
Mass exodus and the wild chaos is not what we need. We need stability of knowing. Here's another thing. As a Giants fan right now, you got your Odell Beckham Jr. jersey, right?
I do not have a jersey.
But you know what I'm saying. You buy one. Friends, we see them right now. There's Travis Etienne jerseys out there now.
Mm-hmm.
You're excited about Etienne in the next 3 years?
Sure.
Tony Elliott takes another job next year, and Etienne and Feaster and Choice and Fuller said, nah, we don't want to play for this new guy. We're all leaving. Clemson doesn't have a running back, A, and then B, the guy that you wanted to see play for you that you got excited about you signed is gone. I hate it, man. I think it's the worst idea in the world, and couldn't disagree more on that deal. With that said, let me tell you about my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Here's a good deal. Friends, you are looking at one of the best weekends of the year over at the TD Convention Center right now. The Greenville Home Remodeling Expedition is going on. The expo is going on right now. The folks at Carolina Flooring Specialists know that tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, and you're like, well, I can't get on the roads right now. Yeah, the roads aren't as bad as you thought they would, but tomorrow they're going to be great. 2-7. Saturday, it's going to be 60 degrees. You're going to be out, you and the wife, hanging out, go over and see from 10 until 7, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then Sunday, a little after church, get you a little 11 to 5 p.m. Go by and see them. Now, here's why you need to go by and see them. If you're considering it at all, they're going to give you a $200 discount card. $200 off. You can't beat that. If you mention my name, Mickey, they're going to give you another $50, $250 right now off of your next garage floor at Carolina Flooring Specialist. They're at the Greenville Remodeling Expo, TD Convention Center, Friday 2 to 7, Saturday 10 to 7, Sunday 11 to 5. Go by and see them. Mention my name. Get that extra $50 off. And you're going to like meeting some good guys and learning more about their product and seeing their product and touch it and feel it for the first time. Go over and do that. That's this weekend, the Greenville Remodeling Expo. Short break. We'll come back. One open phone line segment, then Paul Strelo after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest. For just $20,999 after rebates, plus tax and tag, you can be in a 2018 Escape S front-wheel drive. They have a great selection, and they never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. See the 2018 Escape S at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than Travelers Rest, and they never charge any dealer fees. Nearly 90 years in business, taking care of customers like you, George Coleman Ford.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife, Beth, and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made sides. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you have standing water around your home? Well, it's probably also underneath your home. Standing water and musty air can cause damage to your home and affect the air you breathe. Canty Foundation Specialists can help you correct these problems. Standing water causes wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew. Call Canty Foundation Specialists for drier, cleaner air and a more comfortable home all year long. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Christian Faith Publishing is looking for Christian authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Christian Faith Publishing reviews each and every book submitted to them, and they give you their feedback. And if they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So whether you've written an inspirational work, a novel, a children's book, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, you need to call Christian Faith Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-331-9912 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-331-9912. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-331-9912. That's 800-331-9912. Work with a publisher who shares your core Christian values of integrity and honesty. Call Christian Faith Publishing at 800-331-9912 for your free author submission kit.
Share your wisdom, or whatever it is you call that. 654-7627.
Call now!
654-ROAR.
Yeah!
They all knew
back. Glad to have you with us here on a icy, I guess you could say, cold Thursday. If you're on the road, be careful. But it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. It's really not a terribly difficult deal, but still, you never know. All it takes is one little sheet of ice. Be careful out this way. Hey, I'll tell you about our friends at Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053. I'm reminded of this with Harbin Lumber that, you know, weather is always a factor in construction, and you're going to have delays. And sometimes your personnel, your labor, there's issues with those folks as well. And so the point is that you get all kinds of things that can happen. As a result of that, then one thing you can't have is delays that can be avoided. This is a wonderful avoidance thing here. Your materials should be there on time, in full, every single time. That's what happens with Harbin Lumber. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, or handyman, let them team with you, work with you. You're going to love our friends at Harbin Lumber. Every delivery will be there, and you can't beat it. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Telephone number here, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hey, our friend Donnell Clark's checking in with us. Good morning, Donnell Clark. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you, Mickey?
Couldn't be better, buddy. Couldn't be better. I always enjoy hearing you. With Walt and
guys. Good. I appreciate it. You as well.
Good. Glad to hear.
Man, I was sitting here listening about that transfer rule, and I couldn't do anything but 100% agree with you. You know, I think people are looking at it from a fan perspective. It would be great until it's your team that's affected.
Right.
I mean, if you think about like a Deshaun in his freshman year, he came out here, played absolutely amazing, but what if he was just a little bit upset that he didn't start game one and Georgia comes calling?
Yeah.
He's out.
Yeah.
You know, or you can look at it from helping us perspective. What if after Deshaun left, Lamar Jackson decided he was coming to Clemson?
Yeah.
It would destroy Louisville and it'd help us. So, I mean, you got to look at it from that perspective. It would absolutely create chaos in the NCAA. And you're talking about players being paid under the table like they used to be. It'd be worse than it used to be now.
I totally agree. Poaching of, you know, do you want the idea of other coaches calling your players on the telephone, getting with them social media, trying to recruit your players from your school? I don't want that at all.
Absolutely not.
Let me ask you this, Donnell. You probably saw this. You didn't have this issue because you played and you played a lot. But how about this issue that somebody brought up a text line? Let's say you got a reserve out there that, you know, might not play a whole lot. And let's say you've got a spot that they want to open up for somebody else transferring in, and you got this staff that is going to do everything they can to get rid of the guy that's already there that's committed to your program to bring in another guy that didn't originally commit to you, so you're going to run them off somehow, some way. You know, you're going to try to open up scholarships to get rid of good people who are dedicated to your program somehow, some way.
Yeah, absolutely that would happen. I mean, that to a less extent happens right now.
Yeah.
But if you get to where I can get somebody in here that's already proven themselves on the field, that would be 10 times multiplied with coaches running people off.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's a business. A lot of people don't look at it that way. But this is a multi-million dollar business for every one of these schools. So they would absolutely be running players off that wasn't performing up to the level that they thought they were going to be coming out of high school.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I don't like it one bit. Everything good with you? You doing okay?
Yeah, just trying to thaw out from all this. Just snowing this ice.
I hate it, man. I absolutely hate it. Hey, I always love hearing from you, man. Call me more often.
I will.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
That's Donnell Clark played here. Very, very good defensive lineman that played here. Jesse and Malden made a good point. C.J. Spiller would have been gone to Florida in 2006. Remember that? There's some rumors about C.J. not being happy at his freshman year and wanting to get back closer to home. So some fans wouldn't like that rule in 06.
Sure, but do you really want to recruit guys that are going to leave after one thing goes wrong for them, those kind of character guys?
Aren't we telling kids that now anyway? Isn't that where society's kind of going anyway?
That's a pretty broad generalization to make, isn't it?
If things don't go your way, it's somebody else's fault. Let's blame it on somebody else. I tell you this, as a blanket statement across basketball, that's what we're doing now in basketball, these guys. Now, they're sitting out a year. And by the way, you can still transfer. You just got to sit out a year under the current rules. But, man, we do that all the time now where we're raising these high school basketball players. They're playing for two or three or four different AAU teams in their 4 years of high school. They're going to they go to a prep school and then back home, and they're playing for two or three or four different high schools. And every one of them, whenever it goes bad, it's always the coach's fault. So then we get up in the college game, we're transferring out. Let's blame on everybody else rather than working hard and working way up and earning whatever we do. I don't like it. And if we think it's such a great idea, let's do it in the NFL. Let's just say any year you can go to any team that you want, and the idea of you going to buy an Eli Manning jersey or a Ben Roethlisberger jersey, you can't do that because he's going to be gone next year at any point in time. You don't know. It might be Roethlisberger. They might trade places. Who knows?
The NFL is different because you sign a multi-year contract.
You do it in college football too.
You sign a one-year scholarship. It's renewed every year.
They're going to the four-year type stuff anyway. I like that better. Give them a four-year scholarship. You got a four-year deal in there.
And that's fine. Then your point stands. Right now, it's mute. It doesn't make sense.
I think that I know they made progress in that field. I don't know if that's still the case or not. I think by the way, Dabo's got it right here. We don't run players off here. They're four-year guys here. You stay out of trouble, you go to class, you do what you're supposed to do, no matter how bad you are, they're not going to run you off. You're not going to be processed here at Clemson. Dave is in Columbia, 654 Roar. Dave, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey.
Doing okay?
I couldn't agree with you more. Things I think about is, what if your team doesn't make the playoffs and you're like, well, we're out of this, but I want to go get me a ring. Just between semesters, Clemson could use a linebacker like Raekwon McMillan, or they really need a quarterback, to put them over the top. I'm going to transfer there for my last year and go get me a national championship. What's going to prevent teams all over the country from saying, hey, Alabama's got the best shot at this. We're going to transfer in the best players and, keep this thing rolling.
I don't like that. If I'm a smaller school, Wake Forest got that great defensive end, that great safety, that great freshman wide receiver. If I'm Dave Clawson, exactly. I certainly don't want the idea that, wait a minute, we sign these guys, we're developing these guys, we get them the ball, and all of a sudden they're going to go, we want to go play for Alabama. I don't like that at all.
Right.
How about this, man? How about if I'm a high school player and I commit to a school, I sign with them thinking that I'm going to have a chance, and all of a sudden they go get three different safeties. I'm a safety. I think I'm going to go play for them as early as next year, maybe the year after. They go get three sophomore transfer safeties. All of a sudden, now I'm out of my deal that I thought I was going to have.
Yeah. And, it happens in the NBA. All these kids wanting to get a ring, they don't care who they play for. They're like mercenaries. We just need to get a group of us together and go get us a ring.
Good point.
What's going to prevent that in college?
It's a very good point. Very good point.
All right, bud.
Dave, thanks for the phone call. Let's call it like it is, though, Zach. This whole idea about the graduate transfer that goes on right now, what they do is, Alabama had the wide receiver that did it. We see it. There's examples of it all the time. These quarterbacks that do it. What that is they say that you have to transfer to a school and go into another graduate program that school didn't offer. And what they're saying is go to graduate school, and they're going to pay for it to further your degree in there, but you can't. They can't offer. For instance, if you're playing the wide receiver that came down to play at Alabama, the wide receiver from like Toledo, whatever it was, or Miami of Ohio, you got to pick a major that Alabama has in their graduate program that Toledo doesn't have and getting it, even though, you're not interested in it. He's going to play football for another year. It's a free year for him. But even then, you've done your 4 years, you graduated. I kind of get that a little bit. But let's don't pretend like the guy's all of a sudden interested in getting his grad degree, his MBA, when he had no... His undergraduate wasn't even in business. All of a sudden, now I want to go do that. Or now I just became really interested in this grad program at this school. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. We're going to play sports. So we're hiding behind that. I get it. I totally get it. When we come back, we will be joined with Paul Strelo. Talk a little Clemson football recruiting. Talk some basketball recruiting. Where does Zion stand? I tell you what, I have one goal. I want Paul to talk to you, Zach, and tell us what he thinks about Zion and see where we stand there. I had the distinct pleasure last week to sit down and meet with the guys over at Trail, and I learned so much more about what they do and how they do it and the single source delivery contractor that they are, the single source of solution through all of this, and has found out really why it works. And I mentioned to this a little bit before, but if you are on a board, this is awesome for you, that it really gets you the right way and gets you everything you need. So if you're on this committee or a board, like a church building committee that's nobody wants to be on, this does it for you because it saves. They're going to put you on a great budget and they're going to get you on time and you look like a hero through it all. That's a great idea of it. We're talking about a company that's done over $1 billion in this region. We're talking about a company that builds these great relationships. And I want to tell you this quickly. In meeting with a team there, I learned something that I hadn't heard before. When they look at a building, they don't look at the building. They think of the relationships that was built through that building. I love that idea. I love the idea that they build buildings, but they also build relationships. It's my friends at Trail, 800-319-7006. Ask about why design build works with our good friends at Trail, TREHEL.com.